is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 16th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of Jane Austen, born in Hampshire, England, 1775, who published her books anonymously. The byline just said the book was by a lady. Not many people read her books in her own lifetime, had a small, devoted readership, but still were highly esteemed by critics. Died in 1817, and 5 decades later, 1869, her nephew published a memoir of Jane Austen, and that book led to greater interest in her work and the reprinting of her novels. It also touched off a sort of mania for Jane Austen in the 1880s, known as Austenolatry. And sometime around World War II, more than 100 years after she died, Austen's work started to become the focus of large volumes of academic scholarship. Today, members of Jane Austen societies all over the world are celebrating this day, her birthday, with a tea or a luncheon. They hold an annual meeting. This last October, it was in Philadelphia, and there was English country dancing and picnics modeled after the one in her novel, Emma. And it was on this day, 1944, the Battle of the Bulge began. It took place in the Ardennes Forest of Belgium, France. Luxembourg lasted for more than a month, the last major German offensive, and the bloodiest battle of World War II for American troops. 19,000 were killed, 23,000 were missing. The Battle of the Bulge ended on January 25, 1945, when Hitler withdrew German troops from the Ardennes Forest. And less than 2 weeks later, Allied leaders met at Yalta to discuss the occupation of post-war Germany. Here's a poem for today by Gregory Janikian, a poem entitled When I First Saw Snow, Tarrytown, New York. Bing Crosby was singing White Christmas on the radio. We were staying at my aunt's house, waiting for papers. My father was looking for a job. We had trimmed the tree the night before. Sap had run on my fingers, and for the first time, I was smelling pine wherever I went. Anais, my cousin, was upstairs in her room listening to Danny and the Juniors. Hago was playing Monopoly with Lucy, his sister. Buzzy, the boy next door, had eyes for her, and there was a rattle of dice, a shuffling of Boardwalk, Park Place, Marvin Gardens. There were red bows on the Christmas tree. It had snowed all night. My boot buckles were clinking like small bells as I thumped to the door and out onto the gray planks of the porch, dusted with snow. The world was immaculate, new. Even the trees had changed color. And when I touched the snow on the railing, I didn't know what I had touched, ice or fire. I heard, I'm dreaming. I heard, at the hop, 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 oh, baby. I heard B&O, and the train in my imagination was whistling through the great plains, and I was stepping off. I was falling deeply into America. A poem by Gregory Janikian, When I First Saw Snow, from his collection Falling Deeply Into America, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.